Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 76th Cannes Film Festival. I'm with Ali Asghari and Alireza Khatami, directors of Terrestrial Verses, screening here in the Certain Regard section.
Let me go straight to the point. The first thing I thought, and that I also read in a press note, is that the film explores, you know, power dynamics in Iran, but at the same time, it is, I would say, a very powerful reflection on how the power dynamics work in our lives. I mean, it was kind of also frustrating for me, even if I'm not in those, let's say, extreme situations. So my question is, would you walk me through the journey of this film? How did you manage to have these two layers, let's say?
Both of us were very interested in a philosophical investigation of this power dynamic, how any source of power exerts itself, kind of reproduces itself and subjects an individual to that power. And that begins from the body of the subject. You know, in the Foucauldian terms, is the any politics is biopolitics. It began from the body, you know. And we were interested in that notion. And we wanted to see how that notion can be traced in our lives, you know. And because we get very close to the private life of people, you know, we think this maybe the regulations are different in many different societies, but this privacy always everywhere is targeted by various forms of institutions. For example, here in Cannes Film Festival, there is a dress code that you have to wear. If you're not wearing a bow tie and a tuxedo, you can't get in. That's a form of power exerting itself. And now you can see this in any other forms. And I think part of the we had a great, wonderful reception here at Cannes so far. And I think part of it is because anybody from any walk of life could see a bit traces of themselves in that movie. And if you put a magnifier on any negotiation of an individual with power, it sounds absurd. You know, for example, you ask, why would I have to wear a bow tie? I don't know, you have to wear a bow tie, but why? Can I wear a tie? No, it's a bow tie. Can I wear blue? No, it's black. But blue is nice. I don't know. You know, it's absurd. You know, and we were interested in putting that under a magnifier and hopefully make people reflect about their own choices when they are in position of power.
I'm curious about the sort of an escalation in this exploration, but I was wondering, how did you write these stories? How did you come up with this story to, let's say, to expose what we're thinking talking about?
In fact, we had different stories first. We had like around 15 or 16 different stories that we thought first that which one of them we can be in our film. So we discussed a lot about this, which one, and then we came to this 9 episode, I can say, that were more connected, as he said, about the power and the individuals and how this power is controlling the life of the individual. So each episode that you see is about that. It was very important for us to talk about this this issue. And then we discussed a lot about this, and at the same time we had this form first, and we talk about the form, and then we had talk about this poetry technique in Persian poetry that is called debate, and in which two characters are talking together about a very specific thing and in a very specific way, and always in these conversations are a bit absurd and a bit but they are talking about important thing, but in a very absurd and humorous way. That's why we just choose this scene.
And we also wanted to choose stories that either we have experienced or somebody close to us experienced, you know. We didn't want to just collect it from newspapers, you know. We wanted to have some access to that because we didn't want to say, oh, this is Iran, you know, this is us. This is this society that we know, you know. It's a small little vignette of that very diverse society, in a way.
You know what they say, in cinema especially, the more personal a story is and the more universal it becomes.
Yes.
In this case, it actually works.
Yes. Yeah. I'm glad you think it works. You know, if you could see yourself in it, I think that's what we wanted, because we are hoping that the movie still is relevant in 10, 20 years, because it's about the very, very, very core of how power operates, you know, and that's, I think, will be relevant anytime.
One last thing. How did you join forces? How was the collaboration between you two? Were the difficulties or the things that, you know?
It's Italian's fault. It's Italian. No, we met in Venice Film Festival. We were in the same festival in Venice, in Horizonte section. That's where we met, and that's the beginning of our friendship. And it's been a very smooth, very beautiful one, you know. And it's wonderful to co-direct with Ali. It's been very easy. I love it. I hope that we do another movie together.
But, you know, you can be friends, but it can be also difficult to work together.
No, if I don't work, I mean, I'm too old to waste my life if somebody is difficult. I'm difficult, that's enough. I have to put up with myself, that's enough. Ali has been very easy to work.
Thank you so much. Brad.
Thank you so much.
Thank
it
you.
Was very nice conversation. Thank you.
And we've been talking to Ali Asghari and Ali Reza Khatami, directors of Terrestrial Verses, screening at the 76th Cannes Film Festival in the Anser Torregard section. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.